Hey, this is Jim Vararos, and you are listening to the Gay Fun Show Feast of Fools podcast with Pastor Furnos and Mark Fillion. Enjoy.
Oh, I am so mad, Jim Vararos. I am mad as hell.
It's the FDA, isn't it?
One of my many enemies, the FDA this past week issued a warning.
Yes.
That was Clay's quarter turn.
This is what quarter turn sounds like when you're on Clay's dick.
Oh, God. Where's the waste basket?
I am Fausto Furnos, and you're listening to Feast of Fools, and I am mad as hell because the FDA this week issued a warning to people who like to drink alcohol to not drink it with caffeinated beverages.
Yes, those energy drinks.
Mm. Energy drinks or Diet Coke or rum.
Really?
You can't have and Coke anymore because the FDA said so, and the FDA issues out a lot of stupid.
Well, it's like it's like a speedball because it's it's a downer
you,
and an
FDA.
Upper, and
just fuck you.
They also
you know?
Stopped the production of Ephedra, which I miss quite
really?
Frankly.
Is that how you lost all that weight?
Well, a little bit. That's one of my secrets. Yeah.
Oh my God, the Feast of Fools is brought to you by listeners like you. Your gorgeous
we love you.
Support.
We love you.
Mm-hmm. Getting a Feast of Fools T-shirt helps bring the podcast from our mouths to your ears.
And with that, we need you to make the show grow. And we have lots of things planned, and we need inflow of cash.
This is the award-winning podcast, by the way, ladies and gentlemen.
Which award is that?
I believe it would be the podcast awards. The Gay and Lesbian.
I'm holding
the... As I'm, oogling over the trophy right in front of me.
The trophy sitting in front. But anyways, this is music. We're going to start off with Dirty Criminal.
Oh, that's my new song off my new record.
Which is not out yet.
Not yet. So you're getting a first sneak peek.
Ooh.
Quarter turns. You think you've heard me? You know you've seen me, but I'll bet you don't know me. You're scared shitless, is he a hit or miss? Take a chance, do it right, I'll fight the good fight. Dirty criminal, dirty criminal. Thought you stole me, you don't own me. Dirty criminal, dirty criminal. You're nothing better, you're nothing better. So write your check, I'll pay the rent. I'll write some shit, make me a hit. Now get up, I'll spin you around. Up, down, side to side, I'll make you blow your mind. Dirty criminal, dirty criminal. Thought you stole me, you don't own me. Dirty criminal, dirty, dirty. You're nothing better, you're nothing better. Art. Shut the door. The final frontier of the mind. These are the stories of the Feast of Fools. Our mission, to discover new fabulous forms of music, to discuss things that others have not discussed to go, to make fabulous cocktails. On today's show, we're going to be talking about a prisoner eats a cellmate. Silly questions from tourists.
And Jim Vararos, the American Idol finalist, who's going to hopefully be starring in
Rent
on Broadway.
That's right.
I'm Fausto Furnos.
I'm Mark Fillion.
And I'm Jim Vararos.
And this is Dirty Criminal from Jim Vararos' album Chapter 2. Not available yet, but soon will be. You know, I really do appreciate that your vocals are mixed really well in this album, Jimmy. Because we get so much crap from so many different kinds of artists that just don't know how to mix vocals into popular music.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Now, who's the producer on this?
Gabe Lopez, who also did Roller Coaster.
We love you, Gabe.
We love you.
What is Gabe doing when he's not busy, mixing your albums?
Mixing my albums?
He's answering letters from that Joey kid.
on MySpace.
Hey, I want to make this cocktail. Let's get this cocktail.
Let's
just
cocktails, can we?
What is it called?
The American
Ultimate.
The American.
It's imitation chocolate vanilla flavored vodka
that we got from Maciek, our Polish friend. Oh. So it's Ultimate, and I'm gonna do that. So I just picked any vodka, but I like that it's vanilla and chocolate.
Yeah,
because it's really. I think the vanilla and chocolate might add something to it.
So describe how much amount are you putting in?
What's in the Smirnoffs here?
The Smirnoffs is actually, this is homemade coffee liqueur that Fausto made. So basically it's vodka, a little bit of sugar, and you strain it.
Wrong!
You put it through coffee.
First you take as if you were going to make coffee at home.
Right. So if you don't heat up the vodka, because that might explode.
It'll explode. You pour the vodka through espresso. And you let a little bit of the espresso sit in the vodka, and then you strain that. And then afterwards, you put a tiny bit of fabulous organic sugar and a little bit of vanilla as well. Helps bring out the coffee flavor.
I just like a little splash of the Bailey's because I think
we love,
you know, the Irish cream. Whatever.
So what are the proportions here? Equal amounts of coffee vodka and then the coffee.
And the regular vodka and then just like a splash of the Bailey's.
And if you don't have all this stuff, you can throw in some vanilla.
Yeah.
Like real vanilla. Mm-hmm. The Mexican kind.
A vanilla bean. Ooh, this is going to be good. Here, I'm just going to pour these.
I'm going to just drink some of that blush champagne. See, you know, Mark, whenever I drink the champagne, I always feel like I have no problems in the world.
Aw.
Me too.
Aw. That's what drinking does.
Isn't that
it
wonderful?
It makes you forget all about your problems.
But if you drink too much of it, it causes new problems.
Mm-hmm. It's the solution and the
cause of all of life's little problems. Cheers.
Cheers, guys, to your awards.
Yeah, Mark and I got,
what did we get?
We're gal pals to Jim Ferraro's award from Time Out Chicago.
All right. What else did we win? Did we win
something? Now, let's talk about
this, actually.
This
week?
Time Out Chicago did an issue of the 100 best things in Chicago, and they said, Mark and I are one of those 100 best things.
Congratulations. Well, we're the queers that made Chicago
fabulous. The power couple, yes.
And they said they complained because Out Magazine said that
there were no Chicagoans in their Out 100. However, I beg to differ because I am from Chicago and I was in
really,
Out 100.
Jim, where are you from?
Crystal Lake, Illinois.
Crystal Lake, Illinois.
That's not really, Chicago.
Well, it's a suburb of Chicago, and that should still be included.
I agree.
She's made that list to Out Magazine
twice as one of their entertainers of the year, as well as the starlet of the year.
When were you the starlet? This year or last year?
2006.
2006, you're a starlet.
No wonder. And you have that problem that every time you get a gig, the manager, the producer, or even the cameraman is like, here's my card, kid.
Yeah.
Here's my hotel room
keys.
Here's
my card, and then here's my jockstrap.
I'm using every ounce of strength that I have in my body, and I know Mark right now is handcuffed to the chair.
He really is.
Which
I did myself.
I'm trying not to look at him. I keep looking at the picture of him when he was fatter. I mean, fat.
Where is that? Here it is. There it is.
This is the gym I'm going to look at through the rest of the show.
You know, it's like an anti-Viagra. Actually, I would fuck you there, even if you were that fat.
No, you wouldn't.
Yes, I would.
You're a
and
liar.
I would teach you how to be a bottom.
Did you get laid when you were that heavy?
No.
Not you didn't?
That was when I was
I've had boyfriends that were that fat, though.
Have you?
Yeah.
And how did it work out for you?
Fabulous.
Really?
You know, the thing is that when they're plus size, they got booty. Mm-hmm.
They do.
You know, and that booty...
I lost mine for sure.
You have a nice ass, though. You're Greek. You'll never lose your butt. It is true. It is the truth. And now what is this cocktail called?
It's delicious.
What do we want to call it? It's a coffee-ish. It's coffee, vodka, and I don't know.
Well, we have other big. So should we go into the news or go into questions?
Let's go into the news.
This ahead, Feast of Fools has won an award. Guess
the
what?
Award?
The Pressies.
Congratulations.
That's the Chicago Free Press's readers have voted us in and says best podcast.
Wow.
Period. None other.
The best.
But you don't need an award
to
know that.
She's got her karate chopped. Amanda Congdon, she's busy.
She is.
She checked out. Feast of Fools is where it's at. And this is the podcast that makes people buy iPods.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to say hello to all the new listeners who have just gotten an iPod over the Christmas holidays.
You're up to 30,000, something like that, right?
40 listeners? Now.
40?
It's 40.
Amazing.
It said 30 in Time Out Chicago because we sent him that press release a year ago. Mm. So,
but I just thought, you know, no, I'm Tickle Pink, year, but... and I'm glad to be. I consider you a friend, Jim, and I'm just glad that you're someone so good is in our life and on our show as much as you can be, and we hope that. We secretly don't want you to get the job in New York City, but we would be very happy if you did.
Well, if I did, would you have me back?
Of course.
Absolutely.
Talk about it.
You can be move over, John Q. Sanchez. We've got a new New York correspondent.
Hey, right. John Q. No.
I'm just kidding. I love John Q. Sanchez.
Was that misunderstood? That's another story.
Yeah.
Lady
no,
Bunny.
We love a misunderstood.
Hi there,
we
John.
We love them all. But you can never get enough in New York. And I think, you know, it's going to be a great experience for you. And I can't wait to hear about your audition.
But I don't want to talk about it if I don't get it, because then it'll be...
Then you can hang out with Lady Bunny.
Hi there.
Do you even know who Lady Bunny is?
Yeah, no, yeah. I've never met her, but I would like to.
Why?
Because it's Lady Bunny. She's like kind of an icon in New York.
She likes to give head.
Do you think I can get some?
That's why I asked her how did she survive the AIDS crisis, and she's just like, "Honey, I just like to suck cock. That's all I do."
Wow.
I'm like,
good for her then.
I don't really know where to start with these
she
news
is
items.
A role model.
Let's talk about the creepy one, the French guy in prison.
Okay. Let's start on a more positive one.
Oh, yes. Really?
Okay. Because I'm a kind of amateur scientist. Mm-hmm. You know,
yes.
I subscribe to Scientific American
Journal
and
Weekly.
Discover.
Yes.
And a new study has come out that says a brain hormone is linked to the onset of puberty in teens, also appears to turn down the Siberian hamster's libido and reproduction during the winter months. In other words, they're saying that look at the cutest.
Is this a Siberian hamster?
Yes.
Wow, who knew?
Well, you know, Tom Cruise is pretty familiar with
those are gerbils.
Those are gerbils. No, actually,
those are hamsters.
Came from
Turkey.
Actually, it's Richard Gere. Yeah.
Richard Gere and Sylvester Stallone apparently had that.
You know, when you're big muscle bottom, you got to get something that kind of creeps inside.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay, so the name of the hormone is called kisspeptin. Isn't that cute?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, Jim Ferraro's has it in abundance. And it is a hormone that gets animals and mammals to interpret seasonal cues and causes them to get horny and to put the brakes on during tougher times. Hmm. And that's why people get horny. You know, summer lovin' had me a blast.
Right. Mm-hmm.
When summer begins is really the time... That people kind of.
I thought it was spring fever.
Well, spring fever.
Spring fever goes through summer. Summer and.
That's why women hate getting pregnant like in August and September.
Well,
because they don't like to have.
They don't like to be pregnant in like July and August.
Yeah.
I mean, not like late pregnancy. Early pregnancy, okay, but.
And that's why weddings happen in
June,
May,
right.
and June because
right.
you want to get knocked up around
right.
the time.
Absolutely. Well, you plant the fields and stuff like that, and so at that point in time too, you have a little time to relax before the harvest too.
So there's a new reason, you know. Now there's a better understanding of why people like to fuck.
But is this the same for humans as it is for hamsters? Because I don't really know if I'm the same as a hamster.
They're speculating this.
They're speculating
whether humans experience seasonal shifts in reproduction is unknown. But the Centers of Disease Control and Prevention, who just issued out a wonderful deck of playing cards.
See, I would think that people would be fucking a lot during the winter because you're kind of held up, you're inside.
You don't want to be outside.
You fuck a lot when springtime comes.
Plus you're wearing all this clothes, so you might not want to take the clothes off.
Right.
You
know,
back in the olden days.
Wait, do you guys want kids? Eventually? Do you guys both want
for dinner?
No.
Speaking of kids for dinner.
Wait.
Cannibalism.
No, do you want to have children?
We have children. We have children.
You are
not
my
talking.
Son.
You are your children.
We my have, gorgeous,
we have
beautiful
we have,
son.
We have metaphorical children.
Well, I'm not talking.
The show is our baby.
No, he's asking if we will be parents to human beings.
Yes.
Right.
And that is never out of the question. However, financially,
right.
and
it's not right now.
I can't.
An
not,
issue.
Not, but it's never out of the question.
Right.
Maybe. Yes.
Maybe.
Maybe.
I would
yes.
love to be a father.
Okay. But it was also.
I almost came very close to being a father.
Mm-hmm. Did you?
But then
I almost came too, but.
No, actually, a friend of mine whose name will be, let's just say for anonymous.
Purposes.
Her name is M. Salduondo.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Well, that's a little bit too specific. Let's
it
call
really
her
is.
Maria S.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Anyway.
You're so crazy.
Anyway, she asked me to be a father of her children. And
you said?
I said yes. And then she like called me like a week later and she was like, never you got to get on an airplane right now. And I was like, I'm busy.
Were we together at that point in time? Or
no, we were separated.
But I think it started when we were together. They first mentioned it maybe to you.
No, I was separated. No? We were okay. Separate. I was living
Was that during the two-year separation?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I was like, but we were always friends, so even in between.
And Mark was like, that is such a bad idea. I was like, that sounds like a plot of one of your shows.
It did sound like a Feast of Fools show.
And I was like, well, you know, I'd love to be a father, you know?
And
I
make
try to make babies
father.
With Mark, and butt babies just don't live.
I know.
Unfortunately.
You keep shitting them out. all my good sperm going up there and just comes out.
What do you mean your good sperm? Jim is horrified here. He's mortified.
What about you, Jim? God. Would you like to have children someday?
I think I would. I would. Yeah. I think I want to adopt, though.
Really?
Yeah. From
you'd be like Tom Cruise.
Because your sister's not putting out anymore.
No. Oh, my God. Oh, dear Lord.
That is terrible.
Really I'm just kidding.
I don't even know what to say to that.
You're going to be another cocktail.
You, Clay Aiken, could be a Hollywood power couple.
Oh, sick.
You know, he could, like, have a change of heart, you know? Who do you think is, like, if you could be boyfriends with anybody in Hollywood right now? Gay or straight, male or female?
Paul Walker.
Who's
that? Who the hell is Paul Walker?
Are you kidding me? Fast and the Furious, blonde hair, blue eyes.
Is he gay?
Gorgeous. Yes, yeah. He's fine.
He's gay?
No.
No?
He might be gay for Jim.
He's totally
he
hot,
he might be
though.
Gay for Jim. But no, somebody that's out fine. And proud.
Oh, out and proud. I would say...
George Michael.
No, I mean, his kind of like whole thing with the...
He's the kind of husband to cheat on you.
Yeah.
A lot.
Right.
Well, that's I think what he likes to do.
And go on the news and talk about it.
Well, he's got an open relationship going with his partner, so I don't think I'd want that.
I
want
to be in a three-way relationship, well, in a four-way with Mark and I, and David Furnish and Elton John.
I want to be in a three-way with me,
and Mark gets Elton
me,
John,
you,
I get David
and
Furnish.
The chocolate statue of Elton John. So when I'm hungry, I'm just
when you're not busy fucking him, you're eating him.
But I'm
Jesus, so I set you up for a segue. And
well, that's
drop
what you just
it.
Say.
He didn't catch
like cannibals.
Have
the cannibals.
Another cocktail.
I thought we were still talking about what were we talking about?
We're not talking about anything except cannibalism.
Who would you be, like, I want who would be the out guy you
well,
would be
with?
Well,
I think Riken's cute, but I think that T.R. Knight.
I want to punch him in the face.
Yeah. T.R. Knight from Grey's Anatomy is kind of cute.
That's the one
don't
you should
think?
Go out with.
I want to get, if they ever do a celebrity boxing match, I want to be against Riken Lankford.
He would kick your ass.
I would kick his ass because I fight dirty.
You're going to come out like stiletto heels.
You would.
Like, I would just be like,
you'd
he'd
be like Puerto Rican drag queen with razor blades in your weed.
Razor blade. I would put coins in the boxing glove. And he'd be like, hey, I thought this was a clean fight. I would ring his doorbell and it'd be like, ding, ding. It's like, yes, this is Fausto Furnace from the Feast of Fools. Oh, it's Mr. Riken Lankford. Boom!
Faust has been fantasizing about punching Riken.
Why aren't you
going
to punch? I was like, what did I ever do to you? I was like, it's what you didn't do to me. It's for being fabulous.
I can't. Oh, we should have Riken on the show sometime.
We should.
If he's
in
town promoting
his
book, and then, yeah, you can punch him in the face. And then afterwards, he can put his feet in our sink. Because we have the sink where he could sit up there and put his feet in the sink. Have you ever seen that picture
he
of him?
Could do it.
No.
There's some ridiculous photo of him, and he's like half naked or something like that. Is he completely naked?
No.
And he's got his feet in his kitchen sink. It's weird. It's just weird.
He's got his feet in his kitchen sink?
So what are you Googling? You're Googling Riken?
I'm trying to find the picture of him in the kitchen sink.
Did you do Riken and sink?
Do you guys think he's attractive?
Yeah. I think he's attractive. He's porn star.
It's more of his body, I think, than his
face. I saw a video where he's like taking a shower and showing his ass.
Oh, was it good?
Yeah, there's photos of that too. I remember him vaguely from Amazing Race, and I thought, oh wow, he's hot.
I think his boyfriend was hot too. Chip something was cute
whatever
too.
Whatever happened to Chip? Nobody ever heard
from
Chip
again. He won that
race
and he said, hasta la vista, baby.
You know, they were husbands and then they got divorced.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, here we go. Finally.
Is that
there
the kitchen sink?
There's the kitchen sink. There's his package.
Buen paquete.
That looks really airbrushed though.
Well, you know what?
It's Hollywood.
I mean, I'm sorry, Jim.
They say he's only 33. I think
he's
older.
I just made a Freudian slip.
I know, right?
Well, it's because, you know, you guys both have beautiful honey-kissed skin. But you could be just as sought after as Riken Lankford is.
Unless I went to the gym for like 9 months.
I think Jim's more sought
months.
After than Ryan.
I doubt Riken. That.
Well, he can't sing it. It's like, and now Riken
Lankford's
new album.
Come on, fresh young chicken
album.
Or, you know... old
military damage.
No, he's hot. He's funny. Hot. He is hot.
No, he is.
5,625 minutes. Man.
But can he sing? Can he dance?
No.
Can he do? Does he have a mustache?
You have some
in his
moves,
pants?
Though. Mm-hmm. And how do you learn like the moves? Like when you're planning to sing a song on stage?
I was obsessed with Janet forever when I was a kid.
So. Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. So I would like watch.
Hey,
her
if you're in town,
over over
if
again.
You're gonna here for be here for the Pressy Awards ceremony, will
which
you
is
come?
When
March, April, May, June.
Well, something. I thought we were gonna celebrate your anniversary on the February 8th,
yes.
My birthday.
And
well,
your
we're not sure when that. That's
we
got to
figure that out.
Stone,
sometime
also
in February,
having
we're
the 2-year anniversary of the Feast of Fools podcast, and woo-hoo! Jim Burroughs is gonna sing some of his new songs.
Absolutely.
We don't know where it's gonna be. But
we'll figure it out.
We'll figure it out. We'll
We'd like
know.
To have it at a certain gay bar. In
we'll figure
Lakeview,
it out and we'll
but...
let you know. Probably early next week, hopefully.
Okay.
5,2500. So, but now you're busy in hair on Broadway, so.
Rent, sweetheart. Rent.
Rent, rent.
What
rent.
Is with you and hair?
I love hair.
He loves hair.
Because
well, Faust was really kind of like, he's.
I'm a hippie.
He's a hippie.
Yeah.
He really is. There's part of him that's very hippie. I mean, he wears patchouli. Who wears patchouli?
Ew, lesbians do.
You know?
And
exactly.
I wear patchouli, and lots of people, they go, ooh, that's a. Especially Bill Haddad. He's like, ooh, that patchouli smells so good.
How often do you color your hair?
Every 5 days.
Do you really?
It sucks.
It's so blue right now.
Isn't it
is very
pretty?
Blue. He did
it
just for you.
Can touch
he said,
it. It looks
Jim's
good.
Coming over. I've got to look good.
I got to look good,
like,
honey. Don't
watch
I clean up nice because usually I was like a skank last time you were here.
Right.
You and you're like, I was like, I got to look good for Jim Ferraro's.
So let me tell you about there was a guy in prison in France, and he killed his cellmate. And he told the people that he ate his heart.
Ew.
And so they went in there and they looked and they saw that his heart, he didn't actually eat his heart. Most of the heart was there, but he had actually eaten like part of his lung and some other part of his body, like part of his rib.
Ew.
So that's kind of weird news, huh?
Yeah.
I want to talk about Sir Elton John's chocolate statue.
So yes.
That's already been eaten, half eaten by David Furnish.
He's gained some weight.
He's that's got, true.
You know,
Madame Tussauds Wax
weight.
Museum in 2005 created a Sir Elton John wax, well, chocolate statue.
Mm-hmm.
And I could see them doing one of Jim Ferraro's too, but it would be white chocolate.
It would be, well,
boom-booms.
Chicken-flavored white chocolate.
Ew.
Bouillon cubes.
Sick.
Bouillon cubes.
That's actually one of the questions we
you know
were
what
asking
chicken is,
celebrities.
Right?
Yeah.
No.
If they could make a statue of food.
Oh yes.
Out of you. That's
we
a,
did used to ask them that question.
We
forgot about
that.
We
had well,
stopped
that's
asking.
Part of our new
you know what? They didn't
questions.
Get it. They were just kind of
like,
everybody
huh?
was confused.
Ham? Chicken?
Jim, if they made a statue out of you, what or like what kind of food would you like it made?
Sushi.
Sushi?
Yeah.
Everybody says that.
So it wouldn't last very long, would it?
No.
What, think of
I think a meringue. I think I would like to be made out like a meringue and you could bake it.
I liked Holly Woodlawn's answer. She said papayas and mangoes.
Papayas y mangoes.
And she said like papayas and mangoes. Okay, other news. The city of Kentucky.
Right.
Which is
a city in Kentucky.
Can we mention it?
Yeah. Okay. It's called Stanford.
Stanford.
This in Kentucky is a state.
Mm-hmm.
You learn
a
all
state of the United States of America. Kentucky.
Kentucky. It's not just
noted
a fried chicken
for their
place.
Fried chicken. KFC. Kentucky Fried Chicken.
It's
or as
right.
they say in Canada,
KFC.
Poulet frites à la Kentucky. They do say that. I saw that in Quebec. I was just like, holy shit.
That is
shit.
Not true.
It's true.
The Stanford City Council voted Thursday night to ban
Poulet
candy
frites.
From being thrown from vehicles moving in a parade route. The ban will be added to the language in parade permits. Because the problem was that they had children. See, the parade, the Christmas parade
candy.
Is at night, and they were throwing candy, and the kids were running.
And they were diving under trucks to get at it.
I would say double the amount of candy being thrown.
Give
just
more
kidding.
And more candy.
We'll wear candy for the children.
But you know what's funny, though? At parades, people will take anything. Like, I've said this many times on the show. You can hand them anything. I said, one year, I was like, I'm going to hand out tampons. And this last year, I handed out tampons at the Gay Pride Parade to all these gay men. Because they'll take anything out of
they
your
will.
Hand. And so they're like, oh, give me, give me, give me. And then they take, and then they look at it and like, what?
The look of scowl and disdain at
but there's
you.
A I lot did. Of people that really thought it was funny.
Or there for beads. They will do anything
for
beads.
They'll
yep.
show... I've got some beads. What will you do for me?
No, I was on one of the floats a couple of years ago for the Chicago Gay Pride, and I was just
what
throwing out beads
on?
For, I think it was ChicagoPride.com.
Okay.
And I did that, and there were other...
We're buddies with some of the people over there at the ChicagoPride.com.
Yeah, they wanted us to do a link trade, and they never got back to her.
Right. I was supposed to do that with Drex from Kiss FM 103.5. No, 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 I just did it because they were have been, they've been so great.
And stuff?
Yeah, and so I was throwing
will you
out
be
beads.
On a Pride Parade float?
Sure. Absolutely.
If you're not busy in yeah. here, we're here on Broadway. Right.
We're going to put our girls on wheels yeah. and we're going to go on
you
to the parade.
You know what would be a great audition number for you?
What's that?
Is singing White Boys. White boys are so pretty. Skin as smooth as milk.
You're going to get sued. Don't sing anymore.
Okay, seriously. Black boys are nutritious.
No, not the black boys.
Black oh boys fill me up. Actually, Ricky Martin sang that at the Republican National Convention.
No, he didn't.
Yeah.
No.
He did
it's
not
true.
Sing black boys.
A bride who jokingly replied, I don't, found the joke was on her when the register refused to go ahead with a ceremony.
Could you imagine?
Tina Albrecht, age 27, was to marry fiancé Dietmar Koch.
No.
Yes, true.
It's not
stop
Dietmar
it.
Koch.
Right there. Dietmar Koch, age 29, in a city called Setter, Upper Austria. But after the receptionist, you know, Austrians have Germans have a strange sense of humor. But after the receptionist tried to bring in a bit of jokingly levity into the ceremony by saying, I do not want to get married. Before correcting herself, I do, the authorities called the wedding off under Austrian law, not Australia. If either party replies to the key question in the negative, the wedding is canceled and cannot be rescheduled for a further 10 weeks.
Really?
Wow, so she's
got
so she was joking around and like so she's got to wait like 10 weeks for it.
She had too much to drink.
Ridiculous.
Like us.
Too much Austrian good Tyrolean beer.
Oh.
So
like
I have some crazy questions from like tourists. I think this is circulated before. I think this came up before, so it's yes. kind of a rehash of a tourist agency in Britain. It's called Visit Britain. Mm. They have a lot of people
com.
Like people ask them questions about visiting England.
Okay.
And so here are some of the questions that people have asked. They say, are there any lakes in the Lake Country? which is kind of ridiculous. Mm. And is Wales closed during the winter?
And do they
Wales,
have, does it have to do with any with Wales?
Wales? No, it doesn't have anything. I don't know why it's called Wales. I tried to ask him that. No, but when I was actually in Wales, I said, what river is that? He's like, it's the Usk. I'm like, well, that's what I'm asking you. What river is it? And he goes, it's the Usk. And I said, well, that's why I'm asking you.
Honey, the only thing, like, who's that sexy, hot celebrity that comes from Wales?
Dafydd. The only gay in the village.
No. There's some really hot guy.
Oh, there's Tom Jones. Tom Jones.
No, not Tom Jones. He's recently really famous, and he hides his axe. Oh, from Doctor Who.
He's not from Wales. No, he's not Welsh.
He's not?
Which
I thought
one?
He was.
Are you talking the bisect doctor?
Captain Jack.
He's not Welsh.
I
no.
I thought he was Welsh.
He was, I believe he was born in Scotland, and he was raised in a suburb of Chicago, Illinois.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. No.
No, didn't
John
he just
Berman.
Get married? Yes,
John
he did
Berman,
just get married.
Yeah.
Yep.
Did he get married?
He did.
So,
you were friends with him, right?
Yep.
You met him?
We have phone sex every once in a while. But
really? You know what I heard?
So
I was at the, you know, I met up with some fans in London, and somebody left their number. It was the only number I saved because I don't know what happened. Everybody wrote their number on a piece of paper for me. And like, he wrote onto it that two dicks in the ass for John Barrowman. Because I guess he's got a reputation that he can fit two penises in his his ass.
I'd like to see that.
I'd like to see him get fucked.
You know,
and we just saw
great.
Him in the producers on yeah.
He's
on
the
TV.
Guy. Well, he comes on. He sings most of the part, you know.
Of Springtime.
Springtime
for
Hitler.
In the movie.
He's so charming.
Hmm.
He's so delightful.
Man.
So handsome.
And I want to see those two penises up his ass.
Who wouldn't?
No, you can't do that, can
no.
you, Jimmy?
No.
Jimmy,
no,
Jimmy, I'll tell you what I told Clay Aiken. I love that. Do more Larry King for us. Come on.
Oh, God.
Every time I say Jimmy, I think I'm an HR, the flutin' HR puff and stuff. Jimmy! Oh, Jimmy!
Hey, Jimmy, let's go save the day. Okay,
so here's some questions from you, our listeners.
Cool.
This one comes from Lisa. Jimmy, how much fun did you have as a child?
How much fun did I have
yeah.
as a child?
Did you have a fun child?
You were like a houseboy, though. Didn't
yeah.
you have to, like, you worked.
Kid
you
like
were,
me.
No, it was like a 24-hour job.
Because your parents were deaf, so you had to, like,
interpret. I went to the gynecologist with my mother. I mean, come on. And she asks me how I'm doing.
And
I'm,
you can sign language yeast infection and
absolutely.
stuff.
Absolutely.
Wow.
What does
and
yeast
I was like,
infection
Mom,
look
I
like?
Was like, Mom, the itching and scratching derives from something called a yeast infection. She was
let's
like,
see
oh,
it. Let's see. What does it look like? What is yeast infection?
I was like, Mom, and she's like,
Mom.
What? And I said,
what?
I said, Okay, Mom, first he, the doctor said that
no, just say yeast infection. Keep it simple.
Yeast with
so
a
it's
Y.
So it's a Y oh, symbol I. going infection. Back and forth.
Infection.
And then I?
Why are we talking about this? Ew.
Because we want to learn about these things.
I was like, Mom, it's a quarter pounder with cheese, basically. And she was like,
what?
Oh. And I was like, yeah. I'm like, doctor, what can she do? I'm like, does she need medication, a shot,
do
what?
Do parents get mad when you do the deaf voice?
How would they know they're deaf?
People could tell them.
People could tell them?
Yeah. I know. Will sign. I will rat you out
they
to your
know.
Parents.
I do it to their faces.
Because I know sign language.
Whatever. It's fine.
I had a cousin named Lewis.
You get it if you're like a...
I have a cousin named Lewis who's deaf too. Very attractive man. And he'd be like...
Don't do the voice.
Please. No, don't I want
do
to
the
hear
voice.
It.
I hate the voice.
Come on.
Go ahead.
Do it.
I have my...
I have my ears.
That's not really how it would go.
We'll see you.
No, that's not how it is.
I have my ears and my fingers in my ears.
Could you do a fairy? Wow. I like how you look very, very, very much.
I'm an imposter. Hi, I'm the largest woman alive.
Okay, are we done?
Oh, come on.
We let it through. Okay, here's some more questions.
I used to work with little deaf kids, and they were so loud. It was unbelievable.
So
they made me go deaf.
My first boyfriend was deaf.
Mm. We talked about that. He must have been crazy in the bedroom.
He was, honey, he had the hands all over the place.
I believe
didn't
it.
He give Dear you an STD? Jim,
yes. Crabs.
Okay.
Salat
what?
Is the person asking the question to Jim Ferraro.
Salat?
Are you surprised by how American Idol has affected pop music? As yeah. What?
It's, how has it affected pop music?
I mean, it has. I mean, it's cranked out, what, like 20 million records? I mean,
Quarter Turns.
It's unbelievable. Like, who would have thought that these...
I think Quarter Turns has had more effect on pop music. That's why, what's his name, came out with Sexy Back.
I'm going to name my album Quarter Turns just
you
for
should.
You.
You should.
I thought it was Chapter 2.
Chapter 2 / Quarter Turns. It's going to be like Future
Will you
Sex.
Write a song?
It's going to be like Future Sex Love Sounds.
I tried to get like one of our listeners, Gary Capelhorn, so they'll shout out to write a song like Quarter Turns, but...
He wouldn't do it.
He dropped the ball.
Let's see. Quarter Turns. I want to do some Quarter Turns on you. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, indeedy.
That's good.
Yeah.
Little shout out to you, Clay, and your Quarter Turns. You get freaky.
You
get freaky.
You just do it. Sit on it. Go to town.
I'd fuck Clay again.
Are never allowed to utter those words ever again.
Why? That's he looks disgusting. So good now that he has your haircut.
You mean Katie Lang? I don't think so.
I will fuck Katie Lang up the butt, too.
I'm going to fuck everyone. Every celebrity in the butt.
If you're famous, my dick's going inside you.
You hear that, Larry King?
You hear that, Larry King? It would take a lot of it's like a lot of Viagra.
Oh, my God.
Okay, here's Scott. Hi, Feast of Fools. I love your podcast.
Aww.
I just... Y'all from Virginia and Richmond, I think you're amazing. I listen to you every day.
Thank you.
Please don't stop.
Aww.
That's not a question.
How do you guys feel when you get stuff like that?
I love it.
It's an amazing, right?
It warms
right?
my heart.
Amazing feeling.
I love it. We do
but
it
But you know what
me.
I really love is like when I go to the mailbox, because we have a P.O. box, and it's Feast of Fools at 5315.
Oh, Jesus. First
North?
Of all, it's not a P.O. box. It's
Seriously.
A street address.
Right.
Oh. It's Feast of Fools, 5315 North Clark Street number.
242 Chicago, Illinois, 606-40-211113. That's our office.
We got to do it like Zoom, you know?
Okay.
If you want to send a letter, it's easy to do. Just send a letter right now. You know what to do. 5315 North Clark Street, number 242, Chicago, Illinois, 606-40-211113. That's 2113. I just made that up right
that
now.
Good.
That's very
that
good.
Can I write
very
songs? I'd be like Dreamgirls.
You
but
really
gay.
Could be. You really could be.
We could do it. Like, you could be my Beyonce, and I'd be your like songwriter.
Okay.
So your new song is "I Am Eating You."
I am eating you.
And I am eating you.
That's sick.
You're the best cake I have ever tasted.
Oh, you're ruining the joke.
Okay.
Oh God.
So we got a little, we got a Christmas card.
Read it,
from,
read it,
from,
read it.
I'm not going to, it's
no,
just, says, well, it's just pretty much says to Fausto, Mark, Amanda, da, da, et cetera,
and
et cetera.
Jim Ferraro's.
And Jim Ferraro's. And she's just like sending us a Christmas card. So it was nice to get, even though it was a little late. But you know, the nice thing about it though, is that there was a check in it. So we like that.
Oh.
Babies, it's going to be
said,
all right.
Thanks for keeping me going, especially this month with all the polonium 210 crap at work.
Polonium what?
Polonium. Polonium 210 is that stuff. I think it's the stuff that spy, the Russian spy in England died from, because she works for like an English health organization,
right?
And so they're like working overtime because they're afraid that their nation's going to be poisoned by this polonium or something like that.
Hmm. And are you going to finish reading the letter?
That's it.
Love
Sarah. Sarah's from Racine. I love Sarah. Sarah's,
people, she's send my, some my white light pal to Sarah. She's dealing with the polonium 210.
And she spells check, Czeque.
Well, she lives in England now.
I love it.
I know. So she's there. You know, honey, she's taking it all in.
That's good.
I know.
Because Jim is going to be making some good coin in Broadway singing Hair. Unfortunately, got cast in Rent.
And we'll be staying with Jim when we go to New York.
Absolutely.
Next.
What is that? How does that?
So you better get a nice plush pad.
Yeah, so. You gotta get one of them fancy, decorated with Crate and Barrel stuff.
I gotta write that in my contract for sure. I'm like, listen, I want
take the green M&M's
white linen
out
tablecloths. I want white candles.
Do you have a rider when you perform?
No.
You don't?
It's like, can I have like a bottle of water and I'm good
Beyonce
to go?
Beyonce has one.
Well, that's because she's as good as Beyonce. She can afford to do that.
Kelly Clarkson has one.
Well, she can afford to do that.
J.K. Knight.
How rich is Kelly Clarkson?
I would think that she's like...
How much money does she make?
I think she's a millionaire, I would think.
I would think. Maybe. I don't know.
Couple million dollars she has. Know. A couple million.
And all that because she
was like, since you've been gone.
Since you've been gone. Okay, here's a question Milt Dog. What can we expect from Jim Ferraro's in 2007?
You can expect, hopefully, as we were discussing previously, a role in Broadway's Rent as Angel. Hopefully, cross your fingers, please.
I think it'll happen.
New album.
We're losing you to Rent, but that's a good thing.
Well, new album, new movie coming out in February next month.
What movie?
Eating Out 2, Sloppy Seconds.
Oh, it's already out.
That's not a new movie.
Well, new movie on DVD.
Oh, on DVD.
Right. And Sloppy, yeah, he's going to start that right shooting our Sloppy Seconds 3rd.
Which will be serving the troops, apparently, is what we've been joking around.
Really?
Can you imagine like my role being in like boot camp? An army boot camp and like doing push-ups?
Oh, you'd be like a gay Private Benjamin? I love it.
Wouldn't that be hot?
I love it. You are so Goldie Hawn.
I really am.
Wow.
That would be good.
Goldie Hawn, call me.
Give
Let's
me some
do a movie.
Tips. You need to see the good Eileen Brennan.
Because
that's who really made that
I
movie.
Can I be
it was
the
Eileen
Sergeant
Brennan.
Bilko for you?
Yes.
Ferraros!
And I get to meet Joss Stone. How excited am I when I'm in New
so
York?
That's so exciting.
I love her.
I love her too.
She's like
Miss Ronnie is going to be
Stone.
So jealous.
Love her.
Now, for those who live in China and me, Who is Joss Stone?
Joss Stone, she first got her like big star. I think she was discovered on a television show
Isn't
in the
she
UK.
Like 14?
Like
no, she's like 19, 18, 19.
Okay.
Gorgeous girl. She covered the song by the,
And she was on the Grammys last year.
She did that duet with Melissa Etheridge.
Yes.
Yep.
You remember
Amazing
her. She was
voice.
Like the tall girl who just like danced around the stage.
Totally.
And
very
it
bohemian. She's very bohemian. Amazing, soulful.
Is she a lesbian?
I'll let you know when I meet her.
All right.
Yeah.
Let me know.
Yeah.
Because if she smells
so
like more
than
one.
You give that vibe.
Yeah.
I don't think so.
It's like, I smell two
there's something about. Wasn't
here.
There like something about the index finger, if like it's
index
shorter
finger.
Than the other fingers or something like that? That there's
these are really stupid questions here.
No vaginal comments.
Here's a question for Jim and two for me. Let's do the first two. Jim, do people recognize you on the street?
No, only if I'm in a gay bar.
Really? Do they recognize you in the gay bar?
I do, yeah.
Do they buy you drinks?
Sometimes.
Well, we're going to take you out to
a
gay
if
bar.
If we take you out, will they buy us drinks too?
Probably.
Because we're with you?
Absolutely.
Okay. So if we go
because you guys would be part of my entourage.
Okay. Hamburger Mary's after taping
Get
this
the
show.
Get the dog collar, Fausto.
Totally.
Pop Donald, shout out to you.
Do it.
We're taking our dog out for a walk.
If we go to Get Hamburger Mary's.
Ashley, I want a free drink. That's all I got to say.
Ooh. Okay, the second, what is the meaning of life?
I think that's a question for you
Can
guys.
Can you sing it? In
What's the meaning of life? Circle of life?
Babe, I'm too tired to sing.
Muscle away, muscle walks with
all
that.
You go, you know what. Okay,
you know
the second is, what is your favorite thing about podcasting? Definitely is hanging out with my boyfriend, Mark Felian, and Jim Ferraro's, and having cocktails, and having a great... We're having such a good time.
We always have a fucking amazing time.
I just, you know, I wish
I love you guys
that
so
we,
much.
I love
it's disgusting.
Too.
How much? Yeah.
I just wish we could, like, hang out more, you know? I wish you were, like, our next door neighbor.
You should, you should move into the city.
Even if I'm 45 minutes away from you guys, and I still come and make the trek.
I know, I love
I really
that.
Do. You know?
I'd be like... You live where?
I know.
And we were like, you know, we could have big, fancy studios if we lived in the burbs.
I want a little studio by Harbor Studios. I want
to
be
not
like
a
next to
hole.
Oprah's.
We
could be like bottom feeders to Oprah's show. Come on, our show. You're done with her. Come over.
That would be actually not a bad idea. Yeah. You know, if we ever. Let's say we'll do that.
We'll
one
call
day.
Gail. We'll ask her. See.
Gayla King.
Can you get us a little price break on the rent?
She'll do it.
She'll be like, anything for the gays.
She'll have to munch some box, but she'll do
you
it.
You guys have made fun of me for years, but I'll cut you a deal. Okay, here's a question from 2347-44917.
Is that a phone number? Can we call it?
Yes. It's a IC. I don't understand.
Oh, it's ICQ.
Right. Oh, that's weird. I'm tipsy in German. I just got back from a big party. It's past 2:30 a.m. I don't know anything about gym. Just tell me, what should I do? I love a girl, but I'd rather have sex with Fausto and Mark.
Oh. Is that George Grant?
I don't know.
That's George again.
I live in Berlin, Germany. I would love to see hot, naked, famous people in my sheets.
Jim? Well, speaking of hot, famous, naked people, let's talk about some Cock is Cool t-shirts.
Oh, yeah. No, we're not.
We're not talking about
that.
The cock of coal. Why not?
We are not going to talk about that.
Why not?
Come on. So Fausto made these t-shirts
right.
over 10 years ago.
In
before 1995. I even met him.
And you're 12
years. Austin
years.
Then,
you're
right?
naked yes. on them. Are you
so
not?
So you were
naked.
In Austin doing the
My
Faustina
dick is
show.
There. It's and true. My dick is cold because of
Whatever.
The red paint.
Oh,
because
it was winter and right. it was cold.
Right. It's all about, no, it's full frontal. And mm-hmm. it's Fausto Fornos, full frontal all the way.
And, but the other guys in the thing are hot.
They're
too.
Okay.
And it
you
says,
asshole.
And it says, cock is cool.
Now,
up
that is
on
a
top.
Kurt Cobain quote.
Right.
Before Kurt Cobain died, mm-hmm. he was a
baby he was.
Yes.
He was like your age. You are now.
Really?
Yeah, I was doing really nasty things when I was your age.
Clearly. Mm-hmm. Why? I don't know.
I wanted attention.
So it says,
there
cock
was no
is
American
cool.
Idol for
There's
me.
No,
I'm
not one, for two, that. Three, four, five people on it, including Fausto. All of them are turned so you see butts. But
and
then
that's
you see Fausto
paint.
Full frontal.
Yes.
And it's real paint. And then underneath it says Fausto. And you know what's really charming about this is like about 5 years ago, we were at the Gay Pride Parade and I was handing out cards and there was an old woman and she was wearing this t-shirt and I said, that's my boyfriend. She goes, your boyfriend's Fausto. I'm like, yeah. So it's like, Fausto, come over here. And then Fausto like met her and shook her hand and stuff like that. She's just like, I love the shirt. I think her son gave it to her or something Aww. Like that.
So if you can visit our website, feastoffools.net, we're selling this for...
And it's limited. These are... This
limited.
Is like an end of the
there
era.
There are five left.
There's how many? Five?
Five left.
Five left.
One medium, three XLs, two XLs.
And the if you're an XL or something like that, this is kind of something... you.
And
it's going to be
I'm
hard
gonna,
to wear out
I'm
of
Where
the
are these smalls? I want a small.
No,
there's
no small. There's no small. They're Whatever. Done.
These are going to be sold for $80. Because I don't want people, I really don't want people to have them.
You don't. Because you want to hold on to these. I've been trying to get rid of these t-shirts for
I don't
seven
want
since I met Fausto.
To be having these t-shirts.
Why?
So they're $80 because they're embarrassing.
Why? Because your penis is there?
Yeah.
People see your penis every day at the gym.
Oh, come on. They the do, sauna.
They see when. Hey, baby.
I've seen it. You know what I mean? It's like, come on.
You've tasted it. Okay, here's
the... We should get a picture of Jim wearing the t-shirts to model it so
for
people
sure.
know
okay.
what they're getting.
Okay.
So what else are they get? What else are they going to get besides for $80?
They get a
they're going to get a t-shirt, a DVD.
Best of, a pin.
Mm-hmm. A pin, muchos some, besos.
Lots of hugs and kisses.
I'll give you some DNA, if you know what I mean.
Oh, God.
And last but not least, this is a question from Orion RP 1981. Okay. You guys rock. Question for Jim. How has being openly gay affected your acceptance in music industry in general? I know it has a lot of openly gay people already, but there seems to be a breaking of barriers being openly gay these days. I believe this is a good thing, but what do you think about this current trend? And just an inappropriate question, what else do you think that is gay that I don't know about in the music empire?
Well, I think that a lot of people come out after they've established themselves. Like, let's take Elton John, George Michael. I mean, no one's really kind of started out gay. And I mean, if there are people out there, then I, you know, great. But I don't really know of any. But as far as...
I mean, I'm the next Madonna and Oprah and Martha Stewart all rolled into one.
I think record labels as a
and
whole
weigh as much.
Are going to go away because I think a lot of people are totally all about doing it themselves. And
you can
own.
Buy music on MySpace directly now.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Can you buy music on your MySpace page?
Not yet, but you will be able to very soon.
Babies, it's going to be all
it's
right.
It's going to happen. You know, and it's like you
but
just
you
gotta
don't want to buy it. You want to buy it through feastoffools.net
yeah.
and then
right.
buy it after there.
Right.
And you can, it's very, anybody can put their music up on iTunes. Anybody
yep.
can.
It's true.
Well, anybody can create a podcast. Not everybody can create a fabulous podcast like the Feast of Fools.
An award-winning fabulous podcast.
And with celebrities like Jim Ferraro's, who are our close, intimate friends.
That's right.
I've grabbed Kathy Griffin's. I've made out with... I stuck my dick inside her.
You guys Janice Dickinson on the show or something.
She scares me.
I love her.
I would be just like... I would handcuff her to the chair. If she's in touch,
Denise, you have an open invitation if you are ever in touch.
Not Denise.
Janice
Dickinson.
Janice. You said Janice.
America's Janice. Top Model.
I like to black it up, okay? Janice Aqua. Oh, if you're ever in town, you're more than welcome to stop by the studios. Just drop us a line. You know what? You stay at home. You send that son over. Because the son's pretty... Oh, the son's cute.
Yes.
I'd rather have the son in the studio, wouldn't you?
Let's bring up a picture of him and see what he looks like.
He's pretty cute.
We want to do a shout out to Jake and Milton in New York City and Zachary Parker, who found out about us through our recent appearance on Derek and Romaine.
That's right.
Oh, really? Wonderful.
And Lawrence in Canada. Thanks, Nico Derek. Eco in the Philippines. And Shake and Seamus.
Seamus.
Mm-hmm. And, of course, a big shout-out to Jim Ferraros, who's listening to this in New York City right
That's
now.
That's right.
I want to do a little shout-out to Mady, who I stayed with in England, because she just had her 50th celebration of she picked her daughter up, and she walked out of Hungary during that whole, like, when the Russians came on and took over, and she picked up her baby and walked out of Hungary. Could you imagine?
And while listening to the Feast of Fools
podcast. Well, not while. This was 50 years. This is 1956.
Oh.
So December 23rd, she was 26 years old, I think, and she walked out of...
And now she listens to our show.
And I stayed with her in England.
Oh, so she doesn't
But she is going to come on the show when she's having a book that's coming out in June about her experience of walking out of Hungary. But before that, she's also a survivor of Auschwitz.
Wow.
So she has
Her on the show.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. She's led a very full life. She's going to have a book coming
spending
out.
Spending time in New York City with Jim Ferraro.
And that's she's right. very fun.
She's going to coach me on my audition for Rent.
She's fierce.
Let's have her on.
Jim Ferraro's new star of Rent on Broadway.
I wish. Mm-hmm. Let's hope.
We want to thank you so much for
coming. Thank you guys for always thinking of me and having me on. You guys are amazing, and I love you so much.
Anytime you want to come on the show, it's here. It's here for you.
Thank you.
Beast not Fools everybody. Always waiting.
You know, Kathy Griffin asked to come on the show.
And did she?
I said, honey, we're busy. Just kidding.
No.
Her husband's going to be on next week, though. Ex-husband, I mean.
Okay,
sorry.
This is a Sweat from Chapter 2. Is that you singing?
No, that's my friend Jamie, who's singing the duet with me.
Jamie who?
O'Brien.
Is that a guy or a girl?
She's gorgeous.
No, she's a girl. And you can find that music, well, nowhere except on the show, but it soon will be on feastoffools.net.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. And remember, get a Feast of Fools t-shirt, because it helps support our show.
Happy New Year, everyone.
We wouldn't be here without you. Email us, feastoffools@gmail.com.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Bye. I want to feel it. Let's swear. I want to touch it. You make me want to swear. I want to taste it. Yeah. Let's swear. Oh, yeah. Yeah. You know I like it when you're on. I like to watch it when you're on. Do it to me when you're on. Touch my body. Let's be naughty. Give it to me when you're on. I like it when you leave it on. I like it when you touch my on. Let me work you. Let me teach you. Let's swear. I wanna feel it. Let's swear. I wanna touch it. I wanna make you wanna swear. I wanna taste it. Yeah. Let's swear. Oh yeah. Yeah. Let's swear. I wanna feel it. Let's swear. I wanna touch it. You wanna touch it, give me a swear.